I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. Minnesota Vikings Pro Bowl running back Dalvin Cook will no longer participate in any team-related activities unless he receives what he determines to be a reasonable deal, or he'll not be showing up for camp or beyond. This offseason, the Vikings gave quarterback Kirk Cousins, who had 1 year left on his deal, a contract extension paying him $30 million per season. Cook has 1 year at $1.3 million left on his contract, which helps explain why talks have stalled. It's early. Training camp isn't until late July, and the season doesn't start till September 13th. The Vikings only have $12.3 million to spend for the year, so they'd have to restructure someone else's deal, cut someone, or backload a new contract in order to get Cook to play this season. Major League Baseball made an updated proposal for the 2020 Major League Baseball season to its players' union, moving to have a 76-game season with players getting 75% of their prorated salaries. How likely are the players to accept the 76-game proposal? Not likely. The players aren't making that much more from the 50-game possibility that exists. Since this offer is for less in guaranteed money, it seems unlikely the players will go for it. At least it's a sign the owners are still negotiating, and there's still a chance to have baseball in July, and that would be a big plus for the sport. A 76-game season would need to start in early July to be finished by the end of September, or maybe start by mid-July with a bunch of scheduled doubleheaders. But the possibility of a shorter 48- or 50-game season is still in play, and with the MLBPA likely to say no to this latest proposal by owners, we're still marching in that direction. As the NBA continues to prepare for its return to the court next month in Orlando, it's determined that the order in the standings will be determined by winning percentage. The 22 teams that are heading to Orlando have played varying numbers of games, anywhere from 63 on the low end to 67 on the high end. Because the league chose to have each of the 22 teams play 8 seeding games in Orlando, that imbalance in the schedule will remain when those games have been completed. As a result, the final order of the teams won't be determined by how many games they are above or below 500, but instead by the team's winning percentage. The NBA still has several things it needs to address before the season resumes. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, and information on the shopping show, available on our website, kqprfm.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The NFL and NFL Players Association sent a planner to the 32 teams Sunday outlining procedures for the full reopening of their practice facilities. The league described protocols focusing on screening, testing, infection prevention, and treatment for COVID-19, including response for new infections. No timetable has been set for the return of most players to team complexes. Only players rehabilitating injuries have been allowed to enter the building so far. Training camps are scheduled to begin in late July with the first preseason game, Dallas versus Pittsburgh, in the Hall of Fame game on August 6th. And the NFL still plans to kick off the regular season in Kansas City September 10th. With the Minnesota Vikings opening their season Sunday, September 13th, at home against the Green Bay Packers at noon, right here on your home for Vikings football for another great year. On Power 96. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.